Welcome to the Rodin Gallery. I'm Lee Musgrave, curator of exhibits. I'd like to draw your attention to the Burghers of Calais display, to the little plaster sculpture of Jean de Fini. Burghers of Calais is one of Rodin's most famous sculptures. It consists of six life-size figures cast in bronze. By 1885, Rodin had completed several studies for each of the figures in the monument, including this one. The theme of the sculpture is derived from the event that occurred in 1347, during the Hundred Years' War, when Calais was under siege by the British. The story goes that the English king offered to spare the people of Calais if six of their top leaders would surrender themselves and presumably be executed. Edward demanded that they walk out wearing no shoes and almost no clothing, as we can see in this little sculpture. Rodin's design was controversial. It did not present the burghers in a heroic manner, striding proudly forward, but rather they appear sullen, worn, and anguished. In the sculpture before you, note the melancholy gesture of the body, the enlarged hands and feet, the deeply sunken eyes, the depressed brow, and the general expression of distress. It's remarkable that Rodin was able to get this much expression in these subtle gestures in such a small little sculpture. It is this poignant mix of defeat and heroic self-sacrifice and having the knowledge of certain death that Rodin captures in this study and in the six figures in the final monument that made it possible for him to win the commission. Rodin finished the Burghers of Calais in 1888, and it was exhibited in public in 1889 at a joint exhibition in Paris with Impressionist painter Claude Monet. It's interesting to note that historians tell us that the Queen of England stepped forward and pleaded with the king to not execute the burghers, and so in the end, their lives were actually saved.